VACA Discount Drugs in Gate City looks like your typical neighborhood pharmacy. A medicine counter, plus shelves stocked with snacks, chips, and candy. Coolers with beer and soda lined the back walls. But 9 months ago, something new came to VACA. Fresh produce. And it's making a big difference in a store which, for many, serves as their main grocery store.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
It's fine. How about you?
Good. You don't have anything left.
It's a Tuesday morning, and the folks at VACA are happy to see Rugella Scavuzzo. She's making VACA's weekly produce delivery. Apples, peppers, tomatoes, and potatoes. It's part of Rev Birmingham's Urban Food Project, an initiative aimed at helping people living in Birmingham's food deserts. As Amy Badham with UAB Ryle School of Public Health explains, a food desert is simply an area where there's a lack of access to healthy food.
While there might be a convenience store, there might be a fast food restaurant, there's not a grocery store that's going to stock produce and things that would constitute a healthy diet.
According to Rev's own studies, about 88,000 people in Birmingham live in food deserts. And for the last 10 months, Rugella Scavuzzo has been stocking fresh produce at corner stores in some of Birmingham's food deserts. John VACA owns VACA Drugs. He says at first, he was skeptical of the program. He didn't know if people would buy produce from a corner store. He was worried food would spoil. But
It's been very positive. We've had a good turnaround on it and moving a lot of products and getting positive feedback from the customers. They seem to really enjoy having the fresh produce.
Rev sells the produce at a fairly low cost, making it affordable for most. And in most corner stores, including VACA, customers can pay using their SNAP benefits, what used to be called food stamps. Tangi Frost, a longtime customer turned VACA employee, is surprised by how quickly the program caught on.
Look, we just had a little table. First night we have a whole stand. Some days we have more people come in for the fruits and vegetables than they do for the medication.
And Tangi's specifically fond of one particular offering.
The peaches. Every time she comes in with the peaches, we have to get cases. We sell like 3-4 cases. Like, we run out. The peaches, oh my God. Yeah.
As Tangi is talking, a VACA regular, Richard Sims, walks into the store.
They say I'm the mayor of Gate City.
But most people call him cowboy.
You know why they call me that? Because I used to be a trucker, and they just call me the black cowboy. That's why I'm CB Hound.
You copy?
Tangi describes him as a loyal customer.
He comes, he buys everything. I mean, he wants everything. Cabbage, squash, he wants it all.
How long have you been shopping here?
Man, I've been shopping here about 30-something years.
After all this time, he says it's finally easy to get and afford fruits and vegetables.
Where did you get fruits and vegetables before they sold them here?
I used to go to Finland. But now you save gas and time going away on Finland, and you can get your vegetables right here.
As Rugella Scavuzzo tells it,
I've had people tell me that this is the best place thing that could have happened because they have to take 2 buses to go to Walmart, and to get fresh fruits and vegetables at Walmart is just too hard. But now they can come over to their store across the street and they can buy all of these things. They like that store. They already shopped there, so it was really easy.
Rugella says she's seen the ways the Urban Food Project has changed people's eating and meal planning habits.
So one of our stores, we started in July, and at Thanksgiving, they were specifically asking me, what's going to be on sale? What produce are you going to have? I have to plan my Thanksgiving meal around your vegetables. Who would have imagined that a corner store could have enough stuff for them to make a Thanksgiving meal out of?
Rev's Urban Food Project only serves 6 stores now, but they hope to expand to 10 this summer. And while it can't single-handedly cure food deserts in Birmingham, its success so far shows that there's a demand for fresh produce in these neighborhoods. Rugella thinks if more stores stock produce, it'll be good for their communities and their bottom lines. For WBHM, I'm Joseph Thornton.